Why does salt dissolve in water, but oil doesn't? Well, in a word, chemistry. But that's not very satisfying, is it? Well, the reason salt dissolves and oil does not comes down to the two big reasons why anything happens at all: energetics and entropy. Energetics deals primarily with the attractive forces between things. When we look at oil, or salt in water, we focus on the forces between particles on a very, very, very small scale, the molecular level. To give you a sense of this scale, in one glass of water, there are more molecules than known stars in the universe. Now, all of these molecules are in constant motion, moving, vibrating, and rotating. What prevents almost all of those molecules from just flying out of the glass are the attractive interactions between molecules. The strength of the interactions between water itself and other substances is what we mean when we say energetics. You can think of the water molecules engaging in a constant dance, sort of like a square dance, where they constantly and randomly exchange partners. Put simply, the ability for substances to interact with water, balanced with how they disrupt how water interacts with itself, plays an important role in explaining why certain things mix well into water and others don't. Entropy basically describes the way things and energy can be arranged based on random motion. For example, think of the air in a room. Imagine all the different possible arrangements in space for the trillions of particles that make up the air. Some of those arrangements might have all the oxygen molecules over here, and all the nitrogen molecules over there, separated. But far more of the possible arrangements have those molecules mixed up with one another. So entropy favors mixing. Energetics deals with attractive forces, and so if attractive forces are present, the probability of some arrangements can be enhanced, the ones where things are attracted to each other. So it is always the balance of these two things that determines what happens. On the molecular level, water is comprised of water molecules, made up of two hydrogen atoms and an oxygen atom.